Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church. Well, good morning, everyone.
And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds, to be receptive, Father, unto this your word, so that we can obtain the truth Heavenly Father has given to us by the Holy Spirit, that we can gain strength and faith and walk closer and stronger with the Lord Jesus Christ in our work for you, Heavenly Father. And now I ask this all in Jesus' name. And Father, be with us now through this Bible study. In that sweet, precious name of Jesus, amen. All right. We're in the 21st chapter of 2 Samuel. And we're going to find some more things in here that will make us think. Now, here in verse 1. Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years. Year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. 3. Before we get into 3, though, you know, there is a foreign an appendix to the books of Samuel. The matters covered here are not in chronological order and come from various stages of David's life. David, recognizing that the three-year famine was a divine judgment, inquired and learned that the famine was due to Saul's violation of the long-standing covenant between Israel and the citizens of Gibeon. You know, according to Joshua 9:7, the Gibeonites were Havites, and the term Amorites is used here as often as a common word for the original inhabitants of Canaan. Now, you see, as we go on now, we're getting ready to find out some more things that should not really have been. Dream. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord? David is still reaching out in the name of the Lord. Verse 4. And the Gibeonites said unto him, we will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither. For us shall thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, what ye shall say, that will I do for you. Now, he's made a real promise here, that whatever they shall say, that's what he'll do for them. 5. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel. 6. Let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gilgit of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give them. Now he's going to give 7 of Saul's sons unto the Gibeonites for hanging. Now, but the king spared. Oh boy, that's that name that we have trouble with pronouncing. Anyway, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. 8. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Ammoni, and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michael, the daughter of Saul, of Michelle, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai. Now, 9, and he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell all 7 together and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. Now, that's when they took an humble. 10. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of the harvest until the water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. Now, you know, this execution of Saul's sons seemed to be at variance the law of just punishment expressed in Deuteronomy 24:16. However, these sons likely were also involved in the Gibeonite raid, and moreover, their deaths would eliminate possible political strife later. Now, you know, this Rizpah's protection of Saul's slain son, so when the rain fell again, the bodies could be properly buried and moved. David, to secure the remains of Saul and Jonathan, and gave them a proper burial. Yet, they have hung 7 men. And they really don't know whether they was in that raid or not. They could have been innocent of the whole thing. It was really Saul that done it, because he's the one that even ordered. Now, 13. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan, his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged, and the bones of Saul and Jonathan, his son, buried they in the country of Benjamin, in Zelaya, in the sepulcher of Kish, his father. And they performed all that the king commanded, and after that, God was entreated for the land. Now, pardon me. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, and his son and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint, and Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he began girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. Abishai, the son of Zariah, secured him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. They do nothing in this day and time but a constant fighting and killing of each other. Now, 18. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Zabichi, the Hushatite, slew Sapphira, which was of the sons of the giant. Now here's another son of that giant that David had killed back years back when he was just actually a young man. Now, and there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of he was a Benjamite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Now, 20. And there was yet a battle in Garth, where was a man of great stature that had on every, hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes. Now he's got 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant, another one of the giant's sons. All right. Now, 21. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimea, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Dar and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servant. Now, David had killed Goliath, and now 4 of his sons had been killed by David and his servants. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. We're going to be going into chapter 22. You're probably not going to get through all of it because there's 51 verses to it. But we'll see where we can go. Now, in this verse 1 of 22, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. You know, that verse right there is another another verse that you and I need in our lives. We need to always remember that the Lord is our rock. He is our fortress. And he is our deliverer. Because without him, we are nothing. But when you really stop and think about it, through him, we can do all things that we are called upon to do. Now, 3. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. You know, this is actually a prayer because, you see, they would sing a lot of their prayers in that day and time. And it said that this was a song that he was singing to the Lord. And it is really something that you and I need to think about. And how is our prayers? When we go to him, is it always for something we want? Or do we just go to give him praise? And there should be times that that's what we go for, is to give him praise and thanks for the things he has done for us and the things he has given to us. Now, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You see, he knows where his deliverance comes from. He knows where his salvation comes from. And he's not afraid to proclaim it. Now, when the waves of death compress me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Well, we know that that did happen because he ran. 6. The sorrows of hell compressed me about. The snares of death prevented me. He's still praying here. Now, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Now, 8. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. 9. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devouring coals kindled by it. Now, he bowed the heavens also and came down and darkness was under his feet. 11. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. 12. And he made darkness pavilions around about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. 14. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. You know, this is some prayer. Is this giving you any thought about your prayers in the way? Pardon me. A minute. All right. Now, does this make you think about your prayers? It sure does me. Now, 15. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomforted them. 16. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. 17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. 18. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but that the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. 21. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. 23. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. 24. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquities. 25. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. 26. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man, thou shalt show thyself upright. 27. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward, thou shalt show thyself unsavory. 28. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that they may bring them down. 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. 31. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. 32, for who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? 33, God is my strength and my power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. 38. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. 39. I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under. What a prayer. This is not like most prayers that we pray today, is it? A 40-second prayer with 10 or 15 words. Now, 40. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. 43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. 44. Thou also hast delivered me from the striving of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. 45. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. 48. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me. 49. And that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. 50. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name. 51. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. What a prayer. Took 51 verses to that prayer. Think about that. Then we wonder why these men did such great things, when we don't really want to take 5 minutes in prayer and thank him for the things he's done for us and the things he's given to us and has allowed you and I to do and to accomplish as we have come this far through our lives. A whole lot here for us to think about. And we have come to the end now of chapter 22. And we will be stopping there. Now praise the Lord, my God, for this morning. You know, I had read this before, but you know, I had never seen it as what it really was. I had never really understood that to be a prayer. But that's exactly what it was, a prayer of David. All right. We're going to stop here now for this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we close your word and we thank you for this word. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we do thank you. Things you've done for us, and for the things you've done with us, and for the things, Father, that you have allowed us to do and to accomplish. Now, Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace, Lord. And Father, we also pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that they will come out from the law, Father, the Mosaic law, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land of ours, Father, there's so much evil in it, and growing worse day by day. And Father, there are things in the plan right now that could ruin this land and cost us, Father, our land and our way of living, because we think and we praise you and we are yours. And Father, I can only speak for myself, but I want to always be yours and walk in boldness, walk strong in thy word. And Father, for those evil setting in our government and in our churches today, Father, that has allowed this evil to happen and accepted it as evil being truth and truth being evil. I pray, Father, that they be removed from office and be replaced by those that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love the church, and love your people, and love this land. And that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance, and that we can have a revival, Father, that will cross and crisscross this land and set this nation on fire for God, in an awakening like never before, Father. Now, Father, I pray that they'll work with us and set our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, as we separate for this day, each to go our own way to do the things we have facing us this day, Father, that you keep us in health, you keep us in safety, and bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. And Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to work within our families, because we all have family members that are not living righteously. We're living in darkness. May he work with us to bring them out of darkness to the light, that light being Jesus. Now, Father, be with us all. And we're asking all of this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.